According to demographers, small-town America is in trouble. Populations are aging and shrinking as young people leave for the big city. But that's not the whole picture. In her new book, Julianne Couch draws on her own experience to paint a portrait of 9 small towns in Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, and Wyoming, specifically Centennial. The book is called The Small Town Midwest: Resilience and Hope in the 21st Century. Julianne Couch spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
For the purposes of the book, the Midwest spans the area from the Rocky Mountains, this eastern edge of the Rocky Mountains, all the way across to the Mississippi River. Those are places that I have lived or spent a lot of time growing up in Kansas City, living here in Wyoming for 20 years, and then moving to Iowa. It is an area that I care about personally and wondered why I'm here.
We hear so much about the increasing urbanization of America, especially during election year. We hear so much about how much power urban voters have versus how much power rural voters have. Mm-hmm. And yet when I read a book like yours, one's reminded that, you know, as you point out, 50 million people live in small towns in America.
And what happens is when you're far from things, by that technical government definition, you get less stuff from the government. And so consequently, your issues are not heard. Rural broadband, gee, that would be nice if everybody in rural America had access to super fast internet. But you know what? It's more important to make sure that everybody in urban areas has access for, you know, school choice. Rural people don't talk about school choice because there's only one dang school, and that's if you're lucky. So our issues aren't on that national discussion table as much as they should be, considering our numbers, but we're kind of a diaspora.
In Centennial, one of the things that you observe is the mix of people who live there. And this is to some degree emblematic of many of the small towns you look at. You've got your long-timers and you've got your newcomers. And it seems that that is maybe in some ways what is keeping small towns going, is that mix of people.
That's right. As you said, you know, there'll be the kind of the downtown crew in Centennial that sort of keep the music and the arts and the sort of, you know, be willing to live on kind of a margin, on a minimal amount, just to be able to do what it is that they really want to do creatively to make them happy. There's ranch folks who have places in town that, you know, who are old time Wyoming families, go back generations. And then people who think, I'm coming to Laramie or wherever, but I want to live kind of further out. It's close enough. It's on the map.
On the map.
On paper,
yeah.
It's close
in
enough.
In the summer.
So it seems like a really good choice. But all, whatever reason people have for being there, the thing that ties them all together is their attitude toward mobility, personal mobility. And that's what I find fascinating.
If you look at the census, the line is trending downward in terms of population and economic vitality for a lot of rural communities around the country. So if you could look into your crystal ball, where do you see the American small town headed? What's the future?
Small towns that are near big cities, probably pretty well. If you're not more than, you know, 30 miles from a town of 25,000 even, or a town the size of Laramie, it's not super easy constantly to run to town for things, but it's okay. You're doing okay. And you're bound to maybe get some drift of people wanting maybe building up some of the bedroom communities or, you know, building out a little bit. You're going to be okay. If you've got to drive 100 miles to a car dealership, a shopping center, your town is going to be in trouble. And you can count the generations, but that doesn't mean you have to give up. You can still have a city government that functions. You can still have trash pickup. You can still have a library. You can still have a coffee shop. You can still have a quality of life. I'm thinking about my own small town right now, Bellevue, Iowa, and I think it's pretty common. Sedan, Kansas was a similar case in point of what we're trying to figure out how to do about stabilizing population versus growing population. So that's one thing. Do we really try to grow by 5% or do we just say, how do we keep the people that we have? And the other piece of that is, do we focus our energies on tourism because we know we're not going to get any industry? So let's just focus on getting people to come here, spend their money, stay at a kind of a decent hotel or B&B for the weekend and then go back to their big cities. Or do we really focus on what do the one younger people here in high school right now, what would it take for them? What are they looking for? It doesn't do any good to make all the retirees happy. I mean, I don't mean that kind of flippantly, but the people you should be focusing on are your 15-year-olds.
And that's, of course, the demographic that leaves. You get out of high school. The small town generally doesn't have a college, so you go off to college.
Right.
And from there, you probably don't go back to the small town.
You don't right away. But then you're 28 or 30 years old and you're married and you have a couple of kids maybe. And you say, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have a grandmother around here someplace mm-hmm. who can take care of these kids? But and also just that family generational connection. I met lots of people and I was sort of surprised. I thought that was sort of a myth that, you know, oh, they want to come home to their grandparents. But I met a lot of people who really did move back to their small town to make it because they really wanted that family connection. Again, it was just a essence of life kind of need that trumped the other concerns that they had. And they decided you can figure out that other stuff, but you can't figure out a substitute for family if that's something that really means something to you.
When you look at the census, resilience and hope maybe aren't the words that come to mind immediately. Where do you see that? How did you come on that as the takeaway?
Well, I read a quote from Elizabeth Edwards. So she was talking about her breast cancer and how she came through that. And she said it's resilience is that you're not getting back to normal, but you're accepting whatever the new normal might be. And I thought that's a really good metaphor for what small towns might be needing to do. You're not going to be your town of 5,000 anymore when the town 20 miles away puts in a Walmart and opens up a small industry that hires 100 people. You're just not, because that's where people are going to go. But not everybody wants to live in a place like that. So people want to live in your town of 2,000 where there's no stoplights. So capitalize on the positives that you have.
Julianne Couch is the author of The Small Town Midwest, Resilience and Hope in the 21st Century. Thanks so much for stopping by to talk about the book.
You're welcome. It was worth the 1,100-mile drive.